Hello. I bet you're all sitting there with daft paper hats on, staring at the ruined carcass of a bird. Uncle Fred's asleep with his head in the Christmas pudding. And here I am on the airwaves with no signature tune. That's because this is a best of the year show, and you have chosen 20 tracks, which I'm going to try and cram into the next hour and a bit. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to manage it. I've got my electronic shoehorn ready, and I'm going to kick off with a suggestion from Tom Wellstead, who says, I reckon the source by the Afro-Celt sound system is the Bee's Knees. The new album is, in fact, a cracker. From it, this is Desert Billy. Well, that probably woke Uncle Fred up. He's now got his head out of the Christmas pudding and is lashing into the Worcester sauce, imagining it's a bottle of Guinness. He'll soon find out. What basically happened for this show is that I posted up on Facebook and said, any suggestions as to the best tracks and best albums of this year, gratefully received, and I'll make a show out of your suggestions for Christmas Day. And that's what happened. So, track two is The Harvest Gypsies from Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith's new album, Night Hours. It goes out for Sue Linesnow Marriott, who says, anything by Jimmy and Sid, memories of a great last concert at Hardraw in the Yorkshire Dales. Ange Hardy says, I'd like to echo a call for anything from Jimmy and Sid. So, here they are. Thank you.
In October we will come, 150,000 strong. When the picking's over, we'll be gone. They call us the harvest gypsies. We only come because we must. We were driven here by dust, and they won't even look at us. They call us the harvest gypsies. The hardest that it's ever been. I sold my blankets for gasoline, and it's only hunger I have seen. Now I'm a harvest gypsy. There's apricots in Santa Clara, Kern County, they have apples there, and the grapes, they're growing everywhere, all for the harvest gypsy. In a walnut grove I met a man who lost a child before San Fran. We're strangers, they don't understand. We are the harvest gypsy. Gondolas and railway lines are filled with men when it is time, drawn by the orange and the line. All the harvest gypsies, they hate it when their taxes rise, and the squatter camps that they despise, without us they would rot and die. Without the harvest gypsies, the Holbrooks, we were farming men. I dream one day we will again, to miss the soil's a curious pain, when you're a harvest gypsy.
From one of my favourite albums of the year, Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith's album Night Hours. That is one of Boo Hewerdine's very best songs, I think. Chris Drever did a great version of it too, The Harvest Gypsies. Another look at emigration from a slightly different viewpoint. Loads of requests for something from Lady Masury's new album, Cycle. I had requests from Lawrence Hoy, from Mark Fromhold, who says, at least 2016 has been a cracking year for folk music, so it's a tough choice, but here goes. And one of the choices he made, amongst many, was for something from Lady Masury. Anne Chardy also says, I'd love to hear anything from Lady Masury. So, from their album, Cycle, this is Honest Work.
I'm not afraid to bend my back. I'm not afraid of dirt. But how I fear the things I do for lack of honest work. My family is lost to me. They couldn't bear the hurt to see shape their boy is in for lack of honest work. I hold no blame for anyone. 'Twas I who did arrange to pay my union dues, so I'd not have too late for me they come. And I know I'm not the only one to fall beneath the wheel. Such company cannot assuage the loneliness I feel. So many are resigned to be society's debris, but I will be remembered for the life took from me.
You know, I was really surprised to find that that is in fact a Todd Rundgren song. What a brilliant song, and what a great version of it there from Lady Maisery and their album Cycle. Now, Martin Hirst wrote to say, I love Molsky's Mountain Drifter's version of Between the Wars, and that'll do for me. Molsky's Mountain Drifter's, led by Bruce Molsky, fantastic old-timey band. Here they are with the Billy Bragg song, Between the Wars.
I was a miner, I was a docker, I was a railwayman between the wars. I raised a family in times of austerity. We'd sweat at the foundry between the wars. I paid the union, and as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. They brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. I kept the faith and I kept voting, not for the iron fist, but for the helping hand. Theirs is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. Build me a pathway from cradle to grave, and I give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Oh, tell the young man never to fight again. Bring out the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, part of this nation. Desert us not, we are between the wars. Desert us not, we are between the wars.
Well, a good song is a good song is a good song. A wonderful treatment there of the Billy Bragg song Between the Wars, Molsky's Mountain Drifters from the album of the same name. Paddy Holden says, how about something from Cara Dillon? And Michael Walker said, any track from Cara Dillon's Christmas album, please. Oh, Michael. Well, there's only two other people who've ever called me Michael, and that's me mam and the police. Here's Cara Dillon with the Wexford Carol, sung magnificently. Wexford Carol from Cara Dillon's beautiful album Upon a Winter's Night. If you just joined us listening in Canada, Australia, New Zealand or wherever, this show is devoted entirely to people's suggestions as to the best tracks or best albums of 2016. Ian Clevedon, Kelly Davis, Lynn O'Malley, Gerald Field and Robert Reed all posted up to my Facebook page asking for something either from The Changing Room or Sam Kelly. So I'm going to hit two birds on the nail on the head with the same hammer, if you see what I mean. And believe me, I've not even had a sniff of the sherry so far. I'm going to play you a track from The Changing Room, and this is called Names on a Wall. Many of you will know the story behind this. The Names on the Wall tells the story of a group of men who went off to fight in World War I, and before they left, they wrote their names on the wall of the little thunderbox in the gardens in which they were working. 22 men left to fight in the First World War, and only a half of them returned.
They were young, they were handsome, they were vital when they fell. They did their duty, they were far away from home. We remember full of pride, and with sadness we confide. They joined in thousands, but they left the world alone. We wrote them letters every day, so many things we didn't say. Instead we prayed, stay safe, be brave, stand tall. They read their Bibles whilst in hell, then they said their last farewell. And now we read their names on a wall. Husbands and our brothers, our fathers and our sons. They were strong of mind and keen to take command. But their bodies, they were mortal, and our hearts are torn apart. They were fragile like poppies in the sand. We wrote them letters every day, so many things we didn't say. Instead we prayed, stay safe, be brave, stand tall. They read their Bibles whilst in hell, and they said their last farewell. Now we read their names on a wall. Instead we prayed, stay safe, be brave, stand tall. They read their Bibles whilst in hell, then they said their last farewell. Now we read their names on the wall. Now we read their names on the wall.
Song inspired by the gardeners who worked the lost gardens of Heligan in the days before the First World War. If you want to find more about that, then go to www.thechangingroommusic.com and you'll find the whole story there. That song was called Names on a Wall, and it comes from the album of the same name. Now, it's always really heartening for me, sitting here in my little shed, when people write in asking for music that I really value highly myself. And Pauline Jones, Barry Kennedy and Helena Williams all posted up asking to hear something from the album Poor Strange Girl by Alice Jones. Barry says, Poor Strange Girl is full of great tracks. It even has the obligatory folky infanticide ballad. Well, I'm not going to play you the folky infanticide ballad. What I'm going to play you instead is a song called Woody Knows Nothing.
Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. Redbird sitting on a sycamore limb, singing out her soul. When a big bad snake came up that tree, swallowed that poor bird whole, swallowed that poor bird whole. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. Can't you see that turtle dove flying from pine to pine? A mourning for her own true love, just as I mourn for mine, oh mine, just as I mourn for mine. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. Jaybird pulls a four-horse plough. Sparrow, why can't you? Because my legs are skinny and weak, and they might break in two, in two. They might break in two. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do. Just what love could do. I'm just a poor little country girl. Money have I none, but there's silver in the moon, and there's gold in the rising sun, oh sun. Gold in the rising sun. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do.
That comes from one of my favourite albums of last year. Poor Strange Girl is the name of the album, the singer Alice Jones, and that was an Eric Darling song, Woody Knows Nothing. Eric Darling, one of the great movers and shakers of the American folk scene, in particular, I think, the old Greenwich Village scene in New York. Now, this next suggestion I love because it came up on my Facebook site from Joe Burton, and what flashed up first was anything from Alden, PTTERSON9. And I stared at it and I thought, what in is this? Alden, new word, PTTERSON9. This is a load of gibberish. And I know Jo Burton, she's a great concertina player up in the Yorkshire Dales, great dance band player, amongst other things. And then I got another Facebook posting about an hour later. Oops, went over a bump on the bus. Anything by Alden, Patterson and Dashwood, please. Certainly, Miss Burton. From their cracking album of 2016, Call Me Home, here they are with Sweet and Low.
Sweet and low. little one, sleep, my pretty one, sleep. Sleep, my little one, sleep, my pretty one, sleep. Sleep, my little one, sleep, my pretty one, sleep.
Well, probably the best Americana trio that ever came out of Norfolk. Alden Patterson and Dashwood there from the album Call Me Home with Sweet and Low. Loads and loads of requests for something from Kate Rusby. Paul Talbot Greaves, Julia Jones, Paddy Holden were just a few amongst many who wrote in asking for something from Kate's new album Paper Boat. I'm going to play this especially for Harvey, the window cleaner of Settle, who sings his own version of this song. This is a traditional Lancashire song called the Pace Egging Song, sung by a Yorkshire lass, but none the worse for that. the pace-egging song from Kate Rusby's album of 2016, Life in a Paper Boat. I ought to explain, basically, pace-egging is a folk play which takes place in Lancashire and Yorkshire, mostly around about Easter time. Men dressed up in costume as the Turkish champion, St. George, a quack doctor, the devil, old Molly. They go round and they perform the pace-egging play. It's a lot of great fun, and in fact, I was the doctor, the quack doctor, in the Middleton pace-eggers for quite some time, and one of the songs we sang had the chorus, "We're jolly boys, we do no harm, wherever we may go, and we've come a pace-egging, as you very well may know." And the guy who was playing the devil on one occasion sang, "We're jolly boys, we do no harm," as we walked into a pub. He swung his club round his head and demolished the landlady's chandelier. We were barred from that pub for about 10 years. And I must say, I can't blame her. Now, Martin Purdy, Cape Comboy and Chris Heard all wrote in wanting something from Harp and a Monkey, that great left-of-field band from Manchester. David Stevenson wrote to say, "I may be a bit late, but I'll nominate Banks of Green Willow by Harp and a Monkey from their album War Songs. It's about the survivors of World War I and their families, and it's utterly bloody wonderful."
Listen to them talking about the memories they shared of army days. From the banks of Green Willow to the banks of the Somme, from out of the darkness and back into the sun. Well, who will remember those proud survivors' songs? And who will sing them now they've gone? Good times they spent behind the lines. Well, it seems strange after all that has been written. It was the best and the worst time of their lives. From the banks of Green Willow to the banks of the Somme, from out of the darkness back into the sun. Well, who will remember those proud survivors' songs? And who will sing them now they've gone?
To be struck down and swallowed into earth is a common fate, nor is it the worst that may befall. It is harder to do one's duty, to suffer, and to serve, and to live forgotten.
From the banks of Green Willow to the banks of the Somme, from out of the darkness into the sun. Well, who will remember those proud survivors' songs? And who will sing them now they've gone?
outnumbered in the ranks of forgotten men.
From the banks of Green Willow to the banks of the Somme, Harp and a Monkey from their album War Stories. If you want to know more about those three guys, go on their website and search them out, because it really is an interesting story. Three blokes who are already musicians who then challenged each other to learn a new instrument and be able to record playing them within, I think it was 3 weeks. Fascinating stuff. Stevie Connor posted up to say Empty Train from David Francis' album of the same name. It won the Best Contemporary Album at the Canadian Folk Music Awards last week. He also picked up Best Solo Artist 2016. Not bad for a carpenter from Ayrshire. Thanks for reminding us of that, Stevie Connor. Stevie runs We Done Music Blues and Roots, which puts out this show in Australia and Canada. So can I wish you, Stevie, and your family, and to all the people listening in Canada and Australia, a very Merry Christmas indeed. Davy Lees also posted up to say it's got to be David Francis with Empty Train. Song that is perhaps about nihilism in transport, who knows? Empty Train from David Francis' album of the same name. Now, Ian Taylor wrote to say Anything off Instar by Nancy Kerr. Penny Davis, my mate in Australia, said Something from Instar by Nancy Kerr, please. And Simon James Chisholm also wrote in to say Anything from Instar by Nancy Kerr. This album has been causing quite a stir throughout these islands. It is a cracker. This is Nancy's own song, O England, What Seeds.
With sand. brushes, gum and spin effects. And you sent four martyrs down to Port Arthur with chains around our necks. So England dear, what seeds have you planted on a far Atlantic and Pacific shore? Our souls in motion on the Indian Ocean, like willow trees we mourn. Oh England dear, for your ricks and your harvest, we bore the gravest scars upon our hands. We swore from grievance freedom's allegiance, and saw Van Diemen's land. So England dear, what seeds have you planted on far Atlantic and Pacific shore? Our souls in motion on the Indian Ocean, like willow trees we mourn. Planted on a far Atlantic and Pacific shore, our souls in motion on the Indian Ocean, like bitter winds we roar.
Oh England, what seeds, from Nancy Kerr's album of 2016 in Star. And if you just joined us in Australia and Canada or wherever, this show is devoted entirely to the listener's choice of the best tracks from the best albums of 2016. Luke Jackson had loads of requests. Again, Simon James Chisholm asked for The Road from Luke Jackson, and Robert Reed said Anything at All from Tall Tales and Rumours. So here is one of our freshest and youngest folk singer-songwriters, Luke Jackson, with a terrific track of his latest album, Tall Tales and Rumours, and this is called The Road.
There are times when I feel restless. Can't tie me down for too long. And there are days I can resist it. There are days when I need to move on. You know that home is where my heart is. Tell me, why is my mind on the road, on the road? Well, my mind, body and soul is on the road, on the road, on the road. Well, my mind, body and soul is on the road. Songs pure and true. Hop in my car, get the old engine turning. And my girl, I'll be coming on back to you. Cause you know that home is where my heart is. So tell me. Soul is on the road, on the road.
been used, I've been feeling blue.
Album Tall Tales and Rumours, great voice and great writing of Luke Jackson with The Road. Now, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage have for quite a while now been one of my favourite folk duos, and it's nice to find that appreciation echoed by Sam Davidson, Evan Carson, Mark Edwards, Duncan Chappell, Emily May Winters and Frank Birtwistle, all of whom wrote in asking for something from Hannah and Ben. From this year's album Before the Sun, here they are with an absolutely stunning version of the traditional ballad, The Unquiet Grave.
My breath is earth and strong. If you should kiss my clay colors. Your time will not be long. See your new garden green, love, where we used to walk. The finest flower that ever was seen is withered to the storm.
Song. Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage from the album Before the Sun with their version of The Unquiet Grave. Now, Seth Lakeman's new album, which he recorded with a band called The Wildwood Kin, a group of young lasses from the West Country, is called Ballads of the Broken Few, and it's been one of the favourite albums of the year for many, many people, too many to read out on this show. I'm just going to play the most requested track from the album, which is a total cracker. This is Innocent Child.
The drop of eternity's mighty sea, a blossom on life's immortal tree, floating, flowering evermore, the shimmering light. Child, what shall you be? Keeping everything hidden, nothing from me. Here is sparkling crystal streams. Heart is the truth, and your eyes the dream. Shame to live, afraid to die. No home, no friend in a hollow sky. Mercy, Father. All goes wild, keep from harm my innocent,
innocent, innocent,
innocent child. My innocent child. Roaming eyes and swift with a heart that's young, like the liquid strain of a mockingbird, stares to the hole your voice is heard. Ashamed to live, afraid to die, no home, no friend in a hollow sky. Mercy, Father, when it all goes wild, keep from harm my innocence. Innocent child, my innocent child.
Innocent child. garden you were found, with flowers curling, bowing down.
As I gaze upon your sinless gloom, your radiant face dispels my gloom.
Ashamed to live, afraid to die, no home, no friend in a hollow sky. Mercy, Father, when all goes wild, keep from harm my innocent child. My innocent child. My innocent child.
More than a touch of the gospel about that last track. Innocent Child, Seth Lakeman and Wildwood Kin from the album Ballads of the Broken Few. He doesn't mess about that lad when it comes to making a song, does he? No. Not at all. Now, I had a request from John Power, Mick Mulvey and 8 others suggesting that I play something from a new album from Irish multi-instrumentalist Colm Mac Conumra, which is called And Now the Weather. And the track they asked for is The Finish Line. FINNISH. I don't know anything at all about Colm, apart from the fact that he plays violin, viola, sultana, guitars, dobro, bouzouki, and ukulele, banjo, cello, piano, and zither. But what I do know is that I really like this track. It is, in my humble opinion, really beautiful. But let's see what you think. From the album, which is called in Irish Agus Anish an Amshir. Not bad, eh? Me couple of Focal Gaeilge came in a little bit handy there, otherwise known in English as The Finish Line. Well, Colm McConumra hails from Black Rock near Dublin City, and he's new to me, but I'm going to delve deeper into the archive and find a little bit more about him, because I think that music was totally beautiful. That was called The Finish Line, and it comes from this year's album, And Now the Weather. Now, Keith Lewis posted up on my Facebook page to say, I've just listened to your latest show, and it was wonderful. The song about jam by that young woman was incredible. I was in traffic and didn't catch the details. I'll check it out later. Your show is an oasis of sanity. And then a couple of minutes later, he posted up to say, ah, it was Ange Hardy. That was the name. Play it on your pick of the year. In fact, play it every bloody programme. Well, Nick Walklett also said, just watch the video of Ange Hardy singing about the jam, just about managing. It's beautifully written and performed. It would be perfect for your Christmas Day show. Robert Reed, Andy Walker and Mark Fromhold also posted up suggesting I play this track. Those of you who haven't heard it before, JAM, J-A-M, stands for Just About Managing. Those people who are just clinging on with their fingers during this present economic crisis. I'm not going to go into politics because it's Christmas Day, but I think you do know what I'm talking about. This is a free download from Ange Hardy's own site, and it's called What May You Do for the Jam? And I think that, like all great songs, it is more than the sum of its parts. Three chords and the truth.
Christmas is near and we're just about managing, able to get through the day. What comes in we pay out, and most months a bailout is needed to make our own way. The overdraft's heavy, the fridge isn't empty, but Christmas, oh God, just the thought. The turkey alone would be more than our savings, but at least we own all that we've got. What may you do for the jam? The just about managing, labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs, minimum wage, should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear. What may you do for the jam? So I play mum with the small ones, unknowing their ignorance blissfully clear. And secretly breaking, I carry on making a home full of Christmassy cheer. I hope in their days they will see some equality, not have to fight for their hand. May they have security, love and respect for the hard-working labour. What may you do for the jam? The just about managing, labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs, minimum wage, should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear. What may you do for the jam? Thank God when Mother, who just about manages, calls us to share Christmas Day. How will we cope when she's no longer with us? Thought I can't bear to convey. My point is the only rock left here to build on is that of a world which has hope. May all those in power see all our diversity, do what is right for our vote. What may you do for the jam? The just about managing, labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs, minimum wage. There should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but to work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear. What may you do for the jam? Just about managing labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of handouts and minimum wage. There should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but to work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear.
What may you do for the jam? The Just About Managing. Ange Hardy, and that's a free download from Ange's own website. If you go there via my website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, you'll be able to download it, like I say, for free. You can also, of course, download the previous 207 of these shows, or is it 208? I'm not sure. And you keep them on your iPhone, your iPad, your clone, or your whatever, as long as you like. There's also links through to every artist that has been on this show and all the previous shows too. Just got time for three more, I think it is, that I can squeeze in before we run out of time. Mally Lay wrote in saying, please play Sykes and Preston, The Watchmaker's Wife. I know it's not a Christmas song, but it's one of my favourites this year. Well, actually, Mally, that's what it was all about. It wasn't about Christmas songs, but about the best songs from the best albums of 2016. And this is the title track from Miranda Sykes, bass player with Show of Hands and also fine songwriter and singer in her own right, and Rex Preston, who is far too good a mandolin player for my liking. I'm incredibly jealous of his ability. However, here are Sykes and Preston with the title track of their cracking 2016 album, The Watchmaker's Wife.
The watchmaker's wife had an ache in her heart that was something to do with time. And the life had never quickened inside. To lie about love is a crime. Beautiful things, such beautiful things. How can he make such beautiful things when his touch is so cold and his soul never sings? How can he make such beautiful things? She would study each cog and each wheel, the brass and the silver spin. These days his eyes seem to tire so fast, and the movement is slower within.
Beautiful things, such beautiful things.
such beautiful things.
Well, I told you they were indecently talented. Miranda Sykes and Rex Preston from The Watchmaker's Wife with the title track. Jack Sheldon wrote to say, my favourite release of the year is the great Fay Hills album Old Adam. I particularly like Long Time Ago, which I don't think you've featured so far. If you choose it as one of your tracks, may the bluebird of happiness poop on your Christmas cake. I haven't had any cake yet. Chris Manners wrote to say, Anchor Song by Fay Heald from Old Adam. Bonkers key changes. But a lot more people wrote in asking to hear this next track, which is Fay Heald's version, and a fine, fine version it is too, of the traditional ballad, The Raggle Taggle Gypsy. So, sorry Jack, but the bluebird of happiness will have to miss out pooping on my Christmas cake, for this year at least.
Singing so loud and merry, the green hills all around him rung, and he won the hearts of a lady. How old are you, me pretty fair miss? How old are you, my lady? She answered him down by the riverside, I'll be 16 next Sunday. Come go with me, me pretty fair miss. Come go with me, my lady. I'll take you over the country wide, you never shall want the money. She kicked off her high heel shoes, or maybe bows and feathers. She pulled on her low black shoes, and they rode off together.
Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy. Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy.
It was late at night when the squire came home, inquiring for his lady. The servants all around him said, she's gone, me blackjack, Davy. Go sell her for me, me milk white steed, the black one's not. He rode all night to the broad daylight and overtook his lady.
Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy. Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy.
How can you leave your house and land your further bed and baby? How can you? Very well, can I leave me father bed? I'm sorry to leave my baby. Much better can I leave me husband man to go with blackjack, Davy.
Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy. Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy.
I won't come back, me darling dear. I won't come back, me honey. I wouldn't give a kiss from Davy's lips for you nor all your money. So she pulled off a milk white glove.
Gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy. Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy.
She soon ran through the silken gown, her velvet shoes and stockings. The gold ring from her fingers gone, and she was left with nothing. Oh, once I had a house and land, a bed, a bed and baby. But now I lie on the cold playground with the gypsy dancing round me.
Gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy. Raggle taggle gypsy, gypsy, raggle taggle gypsy, Davy.
Raggle taggle gypsy from Fay Heald's album Old Adam. And I've just got time for one more of the best tracks of 2016. And I want to thank you for listening for the last 12 months. Well, some of you have been listening for the last 4 years, so I want to thank you all of you, because you've been great. You've supported the show left, right and centre, and you've spread the word. Do look after yourselves. I hope you have a fabulous Christmas, and I'll be back next Sunday with my own personal best tracks of 2016, my own pick of the year, and it's going to be dominated entirely by 20 tracks of Irish banjo playing. No, it's not, but there might be one or two. Thanks again for listening. You've been great. This goes out for Celia Ketchell, who said Mary Hell's album Bloodlines, especially the track We Need Each Other Now. And Linda Frood said something from Mary Hell's Bloodlines, extra special for me because they were singing this at Halloween when we got a call to say our granddaughter Anouk had been born. Rolf Campbell said Mary Hell, please. And Peter Cartmell said We Need Each Other Now from Mary Hell's new album, please. Well, of course, we do need each other now. More now than perhaps at any other time. All I'll say is thanks again for listening. Be kind to each other, and I'll see you next Sunday when we'll kick off a brand new year of the best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Ta-ra!
And though we stumble from the edge, a bottle gone, we drank the dregs. Our fingers still cling to the ledge. We need each other now. As borders crumble, land and sea, bored with ideology, the skinhead and the refugee, you need each other now. Rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try again. And with one voice, your message send. We need each other now. We turn away and turn about. Everywhere mistrust. Setting sun, I'm slow to stand and quick to run. And my brother asks whose side I'm on. We need each other now. Rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try again. And with one voice our message send. We need each other now. Rise up, rise up.